laid on your heart while we were worshipping. No? Paul, could you get the thing down for me? Don't stand, hold on to something. No, I'll stand, but I can hold on to it. It's easier. Thank you.
It's on.
It's on.
Yeah, I can hear it. Turn it up. Louder. Speak.
Louder.
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps I've got a soft voice. Well, tonight as we come to communion, I wanted us to think about what that means, what the significance of coming to the communion table. And tonight we're talking about feasting on his presence. And so when we often see pictures and paintings, don't we, of the Last Supper, and they look often rather gloomy and rather serious, and everybody's looking very, and I guess it was serious, but it wasn't gloomy. You know, Mark tells us that they ate a meal together, they sung songs, and they prayed together. That doesn't sound very gloomy. But it was the custom in those times when they came together to share a meal that they shared bread together. So when Jesus took hold of the bread and said to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat, this is my body," what he did wasn't very significant. It was quite ordinary. That's what would have happened. It would have happened for you and I. But actually, what he said was incredibly significant. Jesus was using the bread as a visual image. Notice that it wasn't a piece of cake. I don't know if they had pieces of cake, but it wasn't something sweet or a snack, but it was something basic, something that was part of everyday life. And Jesus was pointing to the fact here that bread nourishes us and strengthens us. That's what we need. And in that context, Jesus was saying to us, depend on me for your nourishment. Depend on me to fill you with food that's lasting. We're also remembering that Jesus was willing to sacrifice his body, even to undergo such terrible physical pain as it is beyond our comprehension. And he says, "This is my blood poured out for you." Now, the "for you" is important here because it's for me personally and for us. In a sense, he's saying, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for his friends. And he's using the bread and the wine to signify what is going to happen. He's signifying his death, what he's about to do on the cross. As we've acknowledged the custom to share bread at a meal together, it's a bit like we might say to a friend today, let's go and have a cup of coffee together. Let's go and have a meal. So tonight we take it that Jesus is inviting us to that place of intimacy. He's inviting us to join, enjoy his incredible friendship and generous love towards us, towards me as an individual, towards you as an individual. When we eat together with friends, we share life with one another. Tonight, we share life with one another and with God our Father. This is what he's offering us today. And here, there's a sense of invitation. Another thing that we notice when we think about this meal, you know, on that last night when Jesus offered bread to those disciples, he was offering it to people who would later on go on to betray him. Judas at this supper, sat at this supper. And he'd later on betray Jesus for money. Peter was there too. And Peter later denied even knowing Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times. And in his greatest hour of need. So what does that say to us today? Well, surely it says that life, that the invite here is not just for those who've got life sorted. I guess there wouldn't be one of us in that case who could come forward and take communion tonight. But it's for all of us who are struggling. It's for all of us who need forgiveness. And there is forgiveness at this table. And just in case we miss the fact that this blood, his blood is being poured out for the forgiveness of sins, it's his reassurance to us that forgiveness is always, always available to us. If we come to this table and eat and drink and depend on him and have faith in him, his forgiveness is open to us. And his sacrifice was enough. There wasn't another single thing that he could have done, but it was complete. And what we see here tells us that his love for us is for us, every individual. And there's no such thing as an outsider at this meal. We're all welcome. We don't have to come to this table with our begging bowls. We can come with confidence that he will feed us and sustain us and meet us here in this place. So tonight we are again invited to come and feast on his love for each one of us and to receive all that he has for us. And if tonight you need a touch from the Lord, then he would say, come. No good thing does he withhold from those who love him. If you need to know forgiveness in your life, then come. This is where you can experience it. If tonight you feel some way far from him, and you want to know something of his extraordinary, compassionate love for you in your life, then come. If you need healing tonight, in whatever way, physical, emotionally, spiritual, then come. His invite to you is to come. Maybe you need to be set free tonight from a habit that would rob you of life. This is the place to come where you can find freedom. So the Father would say to you tonight, whatever you lack, whatever good thing you need, come to this table tonight. So that's your invite, and that's your challenge to come with open hearts. And just before we share the communion together, just let's pray together. Let's just quieten ourselves before the Lord and say to the Lord, what is it you'd have me come for tonight, Lord? Father, we would ask that you would speak to our hearts, Lord. Father, we can expose ourselves to you because there is safety in you, Lord. Father, you see our vulnerability and you bless us, Lord. Lord, often we look at our lives and we see rubbish, but you don't, Lord. You look at our lives and see love. And so, Father, we pray that as we come to your table tonight, that you would touch our hearts, Lord, that you would do miracles, that you would speak into our hearts, Lord. Father, as we bring that thing to you that we almost can't name, that we almost can't put into words, that we'd give it to you as an offering. Father, we ask that you would meet us at this place. We thank you, God, that that's your promise to us, that you meet us here at this table. We thank you, Lord, that nothing can separate us from your love. Not even the greatest sin, Lord, when we come to you, when we open ourselves to you. Thank you, Lord. As we were worshipping tonight, I saw a key, and I was asking the Lord, what's the key about? And I think God was just saying, here's a key. I can open anything, and I can set anything free. So just trust God tonight to do that for you.